Intriguing title for a boo, isn't it? What does Documentally and Dave Allen have in common? Well, the simple answer is they both inspired this boo. I was listening to an audio boo of Christian Payne, who is Documentally, that he recorded yesterday, Saturday morning, on his way to an early morning breakfast club in his village. And he was talking about the reasons that the club set up in the first place, and how perhaps if he'd have known the origins of the Breakfast Club, he wouldn't have gone, because the origins of the Breakfast Club were church-based. And Christian, in his boo, acknowledges that he's an agnostic. And it was this particular statement that helped inspire this boo, that Christian said that if I had known the origins of the club in the beginning, I may not have gone. And that intrigues me, because that's... Why would we not? Is that because of preconceived ideas about a club? Christian goes to the club. He's been 10 to 12 times, I think he said, and he was going yesterday morning. So obviously he's getting something out of attending this club. And I think today that the majority of members are from all walks of life. And I think Christian was saying that the club doesn't talk about matters of faith particularly, but it stems from trying to sort the world right over a big English breakfast on a basic moral compass. And I think the reason that Christian goes and that he's not put off by the fact that it's was originally church-based is because that the moral compass of us all is pretty similar. We don't need to faith. We don't need to profess a faith to have a moral compass. This is certainly something that the secularists are telling us every single day. And I, for one, who has a faith, I do believe in a God, I agree with. We don't need a God. And we don't need not to have a God to have a moral compass. It's intrinsic in us all. And where Dave Allen comes into this is because Dave Allen would always sign off his comedy shows with the phrase, "May your God go with you." And Dave Allen grew up as an Irish Catholic and lost his faith because of his experiences as he grew up in that community. And they weren't particularly good experiences. And I think Dave Allen's humour reflects that. In fact, I think that's the basis of his humour, is to poke fun at his experiences of the church to cover his pain. And I understand that, and I'm a great fan of Dave Allen. I grew up with him as a child, and that statement of his at the end of his show, "May your God go with you," always stuck with me, because in those days I didn't really have a faith, and I was trying to understand what he meant by that after he'd spent half an hour taking fun out of the church. And then I sort of got it. I understood a little bit more about the man. I read up a little bit about him. And as a 12, 13-year-old boy, reading up about a comedian like Dave Allen, it was a bit odd, if to say the least, a bit odd. But I was interested in the guy, and I still am. So, yes, the commonality, the thread between the two, is this idea of listening and joining in with people in faiths and beliefs that we don't necessarily hold true to ourselves. With Documentally, it's going to a particular club that has all sorts of members in talking about all sorts of things from different aspects, but using a basic moral compass. And Dave Allen himself would do this. He would talk to people and respect other people's faiths and other people's beliefs, even through his own tragedies. And I like that in people. I like the idea that we should and we can accept people for who they are and learn from them. And only by involving ourselves in people who have different thoughts and different opinions to our own can we ever grow. Can we ever understand our fellow human being? Because to understand our fellow human being isn't to necessarily agree with them, or, as is more often the case, want them to agree with us. It's about accepting that everybody has their own opinions and they're equally valid. And they are valid, because the world isn't black and white like that. It's not about, there is a God, there isn't a God. I'm a conservative, you're a liberal. I'm black, you're white. Whatever. It's not about that. It's about we're all human beings, all stemming from the same source. Whether we believe that from a religious point of view or from a biological point of view or a mixture of them both, it's all the same thing. We all come from the same source. We're all human beings and we're all linked intrinsically to each other. And so if we start to find reasons to divide us and use those reasons to divide us not to engage in other people and with other people, then we're only ever going to live in a shallow world. We're going to live in a pocket. We're not going to be able to communicate. And we're not going to be able to influence. And we're not going to be influenced. And we need to be influenced. And we need to influence. We need to share our experiences. We need to share our adventure in life. We need to share our journey. And we need to share our thoughts. And we need to do that with an open mind. If we're going to share our thoughts, we have to allow others to share their thoughts with us. And one of the oldest sayings that I always like, and it's true religiously and secularly, is we should treat each other as we wish to be treated ourselves. And I'm not really bothered about the source of, or origin of that particular phrase. I just think it holds true. So thanks to Documentally and Dave Allen for inspiring this little boo. And thanks to all of you for listening. And as always, if applicable, may God bless you.